Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of March, recording at 8:31 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, let's have a quick look at the stock markets here today. In Asia, Japan's the big story once again. The other markets were a little bit mixed and small percentage changes, but Japan was firm. And it's no surprise, I think, really, because Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his team is continuing to push ahead and with efforts that look like a blitz. And this includes comments coming from the nominee to lead the new BOJ. He hasn't been approved yet, but it's an almost a certainty that he will be. Haruhiko Kuroda. Is his name, and this team is going to push ahead very aggressively with these reflationary moves. And this is having a bit of a shock and awe effect on investors. And I think they need to move with this speed, and clearly they, more importantly, they feel that they need to move with this speed while the Prime Minister and his government are currently strongly favored in the public opinion polls, because if you've looked at the history of Japanese governments over the last 25 years, you'll see that the turnover has been, well, almost like clockwork, hasn't it, in its regularity. Now, Fuller Money maintains that Japan's reflationary efforts are not only way overdue, but very likely to succeed. And I would give the new government the benefit of the doubt, at least while the market's verdict remains so positive. Now, having said that, you can't look at Japan and not feel, hey, it's overextended here, at least in the short term. But look at some of the longer-term charts, just to put the move in perspective, and I'll post some of those here today. And first, Japan's performance had been appalling, really, since 1989, 1990. And with this long serial decline, interrupted occasionally by some brisk rallies with a lot of short covering and some optimistic buying. But this one certainly has occurred from the lows, starting back last November. And it's got these very important reflationary drivers behind it, weakening the Japanese yen and also aggressive quantitative easing. So I think this is a really important story. I've said this plenty of times in the past earlier in the broadcast since these November moves over the last few months. And I think it's going to remain a top performer, quite possibly throughout this year and possibly more. So I think it's well worth backing, but I think it also needs to be backed with a yen hedge short position, as I've also advocated previously. Now, China, another potentially very interesting story, but it's range bound here right now, and this looks like it's going to persist for at least a few more weeks here, because the problems facing the new government, the new decennial government, first pollution, which is just at crisis levels, not least around Beijing. And then there's the issue of how do they generate the growth without adding more to that pollution. And I think we know the answer to that, and then they need to switch the emphasis more to domestic consumption rather than the heavy industrial metal-bashing export industries. But it's not that easy to do. And how much of a lull is there before they actually complete a transition of that nature? And then there's the problem of the property market and trying to prevent that from overheating once again. And they really need to attract investors back into equities. And I think that that reality will certainly be supportive of China's stock market and make it a good medium-term investment. But it has to be said, with the problems that I've just mentioned for China, that it's a little bit more speculative than, for instance, Japan, which is the star performer here in this environment. European stock markets are mixed here today. The Euro Stoxx 50 index is actually back near its late January highs, albeit a little bit easier in here today, but that's a good rally, and that's quite important in my opinion. My concern is that the banks index, the SX70, that's lagging, and we do need to see that pick up here to confirm the strength of the Euro Stoxx 50. Veteran subscribers will know that Owen and I worry when the banking sectors are underperforming the broader equity markets, whereas we are quite happy when they are outperforming. Now, Wall Street, a firm here, hitting new highs again today for the Dow, certainly, and it's just a very, very steady steady performance overall. Little bit overextended, but really it's the momentum which is the important factor here right now. And then we look at the bond markets here, looking at U.S. Treasury prices. Now, they fell very sharply last week, as you'll probably recall, and that was it was an accumulation of the overall move that we've seen over the last few months, and it was given another nudge by payroll data and the employment figures overall. But my view, and I've said this for several months now, is that I don't think that U.S. Treasury bond prices will move to long-dated prices. I don't think they'll move to new highs. I think we've seen it, and therefore I do not think that we will see the lows retested by long-dated U.S. Treasuries, and this is basically the end of a secular bull market, and I think it's a risky market, and I've said that enough times. Now, not all bond markets are performing in the same way. UK gilts, sorry, a scratchy throat. UK gilts and the Australian bond prices have been ranging lower, not quite at the speed of the US Treasuries, but they're softer generally. And the exceptions, really, currently that I have an eye on are the JGBs, Japanese government bonds. Those prices have moved up, in other words, yields down on the quantitative easing that Japan has introduced. And the German bunds are also quite firm, albeit range-bound, so yields staying low. And that reflects uncertainties over Europe's GDP growth. Elsewhere, currencies, well, it's really all the yen story here, isn't it? And against the dollar today, the dollar is up to yen 96.26. That's another new high. And, of course, very bullish for the Japanese equities on this reflationary move. In commodities, gold still finding some support near its range lows. It certainly hasn't done anything in the way of upward dynamics here. And I'm wondering, is the John Paulson hedge fund, is that the overhanging issue here, which is keeping a renewed demand for gold temporarily at bay? There's been a lot of infighting going on there among the hedge funds, with a lot of people short and hoping to squeeze investors out of their long positions in some of the long-term bullion funds, and a policy that's met with some success here overall. I think these markets are a little bit tricky here right now. But suffice it to say that palladium remains very strong overall, and we also have a generally firm market in platinum, although it's nowhere near as strong as palladium. Silver and particularly gold are the laggards, and I think it's just the stale bull liquidation here that is the key factor weighing on gold right now. And the continuous commodity index, that's the one that we like to show for the most part. It's good representative unweighted index, and today it saw the third consecutive day of a rally. We haven't seen that for a while, and that's broken the recent downward drift. And on that note, all the best to all of you.